Hello, everybody, and welcome back to One Nation Raiders Podcast. This is your friendly neighborhood Raider fan, Jimmy.
This is your blue-collar Raider, Omar.
And we're back again after a Raiders victory this time. I mean, we missed the last loss, but we'll go ahead and discuss... We'll
talk about that later, yeah.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and talk about that as we talk about this victory. So,
You're talking about how we missed the last loss with the... Yeah. Broncos?
No, it was friggin' Miami Dolphins.
Miami? Yeah. How many times we lost? I don't know.
Yes, we lost too many in a row.
What are those losses?
We were dejected. It was tough. Once it's hard to get, you know, together, you know, with the schedules match so we can do it and get it to you guys early enough, it's tough. It's tough. It's hard out here in the streets.
It is. We got kids.
You know what I mean?
Y'all already know that. But, you know, sometimes, you know, it's school started and all types of stuff.
So we're trying to do what we can to get you guys some consistency. We apologize for the inconsistency. But with that being said, let's go ahead and hop into our initial impressions. What are your initial impressions of the game?
My initial impressions of the game is it was, I was thinking, what would be worse? I mean, who needed to win the most? And I feel like it was us. I still feel like it was us and who wanted it more. And I feel like we showed that we wanted the win a little bit more. At first, it wasn't looking like that.
It wasn't looking like that at all.
At first, like, they were starting to kind of give up, especially on those big runs.
But the defense played the whole game, though.
It's weird because it's hard to say, but we watched it. Can't really say from beginning to end, but we'll get into that later. But we watched the whole game for the most part.
Don't judge me. All right.
But, yeah, it looked. But the defense was playing solid. It's just the certain... personnel was in there. The defense didn't look completely solid. But they was playing solid, though. It was
for crazy. A long time.
For a very long time.
They had a long stretch, and the offense wasn't giving them anything for stretches.
Yeah, we had a couple three and outs.
Yeah, yeah. So in the second half, especially in the third quarter, that's where it was. We had a lot of three and outs. Third quarter. My initial impressions are there's still something to be desired about our pass rush. I mean...
Like I said, a certain personnel. Hurst is starting to turn into he could be like a future Pro Bowler.
That dude's a legit pass rusher like from the internal, right?
Yeah.
He can push the pocket from the inside.
Yeah.
And the only thing is, he's you know, he's a big boy. He got to get some rest.
Yeah, he got a strip sack, too, didn't he?
Oh, man, he be sure balling. Did. Yeah, he be balling, dude.
Yeah, I was, what? Getting our own strip sack.
Yeah.
Three straight games, four straight games.
Yeah, all right. We can't go back there anymore. No. He's gone. Accept it. Anyways, but there's still something to be desired about our pass rush.
Yeah.
We're
used to the outside rush always kind of closing it in and
making them step up, hurrying them.
Our middle was never there. Now our middle is kind of there a little bit more. It's there more than last year. That's for
right.
sure.
Our middle pressure.
There's no outside pressure. When the middle gets blocked and there's no outside pressure, it's... what's his name? I almost called him Johnny Manziel again. Baker Mayfield had all day. You not want that dude having all day.
No. And then I thought we were well prepared. It looked like we were well prepared. The game plan looked like it was a legit game plan. I saw some guys running open. It wasn't like something we were getting completely out schemed. At times we got out executed, and we'll get into that. And with that being said, let's just go ahead and transition into our three good, three bad. You want to start with your good? I'm going to go ahead and let you do that. Let's go ahead and let you start with your third good.
My three good is that the team, even though kind of gave up on them towards the end, they didn't give up. They really didn't give up.
No.
Really didn't give up. I can't. The reason why it's my
third
good.
I thought we saw signs of them giving
up. Yeah, that's why it's my third good. I feel like they gave up in the middle and realized, you know what? Maybe we should start trying again. We can win this game. Because I truly feel like they did not fight hard the entire game.
No, there was spurts.
I think they said, let's probably save our energy in the third quarter. Third quarter looked pretty bad again.
Yeah, it was bad.
I think we scored again, but it was a field goal. I don't know, but the third quarter looked bad.
Wasn't good.
Yeah, it looked bad once again. And then the fourth quarter, it started to
pick up,
even though they also scored. I think Nick Chubb had another big run in the fourth quarter.
Those big runs. Oh, he was dookie on us.
Of course, they can't say the entire fourth quarter because that's when they tied the game in overtime.
What was going on with those big runs?
Our safety got... I mean, it's open field tackling, Nick Chubb, man.
He gave me the
I either wanted him, Sonny Michel. I wanted some kind of running back. Yeah. I remember that, but anyway, then
I wanted Sonny Michel, not to lie.
You want to Sonny? He's balling right now. He's on my other fantasy. He's balling right now a little bit. But yeah, that's my three good, is that they didn't give up completely.
Okay. All right, I'll take that. And it's kind of related to my third good, is because we scored 45 points. That's a lot of points.
On that defense, too.
That's a legit defense. Don't sleep on it.
That's a young, nice defense.
And that D coordinator is not going to let you. He's going to confuse you. He's hard to play. That guy's hard to play. And it Greg Williams, and he's the quarterback. He's the guy that got kicked out of the league, suspended for a year for headhunting after quarterbacks. So, my thing is, with the dog barking in the background, I believe that 45 points is a lot of points on that Browns team. I think pulling out that victory and our offense being able to execute at that high of a level that we can score 45 points is my third good. I think the combination of the run and the pass really allowed us to get there. And I'm going to go ahead and say, you know, the play calling was not good enough. It was good enough to score that many points. It was good enough to win. So, schematically, I like what happened there. And then we scored 45 points and we're on and winning. And I like it.
Yeah, that's a good one, man. I mean, I feel,
it's kind of married to yours a little bit. But, you know, with that being said, let's go ahead and transition to two. What is your two?
My two good is I can't say all the backs out the backfield, but when that fourth quarter, Jalen Richard, the part that we kind of missed, but that last 2 minutes, that little sample size of Jalen Richard catching the ball out the backfield, Marshawn Lynch getting 130 yards or something like that, blew the whistle on the bad whistle.
That was a terrible early whistle.
Yeah, that was an early whistle. Touchdown. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That'd have been a touchdown because there was nobody left.
And he had a blocker running next to him in case somebody tried to run up and tackle him. He was running right next to him, a little bit behind him. There was nobody in front of him. So, yeah, that was a bad
touchdown. They took a touchdown off the board.
Oh, yeah.
And we didn't get no points out of that.
We didn't get nothing.
Because the guy missed a field goal kick.
No, we didn't even get that close. It was that play, and then it was like a penalty. It was just booing.
Yeah, that's right.
They didn't really say ref, you suck. It was really, you know.
Yeah.
You know, the refs.
Yeah,
blank.
The refs.
But still, though, it didn't. But Marshawn Lynch was looking, and he was looking good, man. That's the best he looked in a while. Yeah, in a Raiders uniform.
Yeah, I agree. So what was that again?
The backs out the backfield besides one player.
Was on scholarship for some reason.
Yeah, he's somehow on scholarship.
There is a scholarship player on the Raiders.
What's going on?
Call the elephant in the room, Doug Martin.
Hey, we're on the good right now.
Okay. All right, my bad.
I didn't say the backs out the backfield minus one. Because even the fullback got some good lead blocks in there.
Yeah. All right, I'll take that. I like that. My third good is Cook is balling.
This is too good.
Cook is balling.
Yeah, he is.
He's consistent. He's getting his feet down. He's making plays. He's running routes. He's pushing guys down on the ground. This guy is doing a whole lot. He's playing like a wide receiver, like a number one wide receiver in the slot.
Yeah.
He's really demanding the ball.
Right now, that's his favorite target. I was like, I've seen this coming before the season started.
Yeah.
That's why he was like my fifth or fourth pick in the fantasy. I got him in both my leagues.
That's why he beat me this week.
I got him in both my leagues.
That's why he beat me in fantasy.
I never take him out. The only reason why I'm taking him out is if, you know, of course, if injury or bye week. I'm not taking him out, dude. He's balling, yeah. I'm not taking him out.
He is balling out of control.
I seen it happen.
He's big and he's fast and he's hard to match up against.
Yeah, dude. I seen it.
And he has nice hands.
Against linebackers,
he's got soft
hands. Bad idea. Corners is usually too small. And it has to be like a nice side. It has to be like
and
a growing
his awareness of the field
him.
Is the best out of the wide receivers.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Maybe Jordy Nelson might be a little bit
Jordy
better.
Jordy Nelson is real ball in the air savvy. We need to use him more.
Right, in the red zone. We called
We called that, and they threw it to
him. I've been screaming this.
They threw it to him. This is why I picked him too in fantasy in both my leagues. I had to drop him in one league, though, because it wasn't really using him enough. But, yeah.
Yeah, so that's my second good, is Cook is balling, and he's a real asset to the team. He's a security blanket, and hopefully moving forward, we'll see a little bit more from him. All right, let's go ahead and transition. Let me get into my first, you know, because I feel like your goods have been better than my goods, so let me go before you. Can I hop ahead of you?
Yeah.
You're just going to take that compliment? You're not going to give me any resistance whatsoever? You're not going to say, well, your goods, you're not going to give me any pump whatsoever? You're just going to let me fall on the shield, like fall on the sword like that?
Yeah.
You suck. I give you a compliment, and you just go ahead. I receive that. Yeah. You're not gonna even just
blessings.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead, jump in front of you, and say that we're getting turnovers. That's my number one good. We're getting turnovers. We're getting interceptions for running for touchdowns. We're getting sack fumbles.
Yeah.
We're getting our hands on balls, and we're winning some turnovers, and that that's crucial.
Turnovers that game.
Oh my goodness!
We threw some. We got some. But then we got. I think it was positive. It was two. It was plus two.
It was plus two in the turnover. Because they fumbled a few times.
People want to say, "Well, we didn't turn the ball over." Like, hey, if we was last year, if we had more turnovers last year, we wouldn't have been 6-10. Turnovers. No. I'm sorry. It's part of the game.
It's part of the game.
It's part of the game. That's part of the game. If they didn't have, I can't believe that. We didn't have turnovers, then we wouldn't. It's part of the game. It's like them dumb penalties.
So that's what us getting turnovers, and it's something that you have to really effort. Yeah. You know, like jumping on tip balls. Yeah. Like, we dropped a lot of those last year.
Yeah.
And we actually got that. And Gary and Colin, congratulations to you, sir, for getting your
pick to the house.
And then you ran it to the house. Good job.
Inflate that ball, flatten it, frame it, put it in the house.
Flatten it out. Plaque it, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Congratulations on that.
How many yellow turnovers did we get? We got two?
No, we got four.
How many interceptions?
There was that one. Who else got a pick? Reggie Nelson, your boy.
Oh, yeah, at the end.
Your boy. Right. He terrible Reggie
He Nelson. Ended, but he knows how to end the game.
Terrible.
What are you talking about, though? He knows a quarterback is starting to get sloppy. He is terrible. He knows when the quarterback is starting to get sloppy, though.
He's always in the frame chasing somebody. You ever seen Reggie Nelson is
not going to see me right now, but I got the old man run chasing somebody right now.
It looks like
that one that was homeboy ran and got to the 1 yard line, and it was Conley would chase him down.
It looked
like he released him to the middle because he was too far behind.
Right, he was in cover three.
He didn't slip or nothing. He just ran him down.
He released him to the middle because there's no one in the middle of the field. Somebody should have been there.
Yeah, it could have been Eric Herr. You always find out who should have been there by the next play. Who was taking out the game? That throws a little hint right there, but. In that case, you really don't know because they got to the goal line. They probably got big personnel up in there.
I don't like that very much, but...
Yeah, because then they... Well, I mean, no, we stopped them. We stopped them, and then they scored.
Then they scored.
Yeah. That was a hard one.
That was a tough one.
On third down, they scored.
Yeah. So
that's pretty good. Yeah, the turnovers.
We're getting turnovers. Picks.
I mean, we finally got... Interceptions. We was getting fumbles and stuff in the beginning last year, but we finally got picks.
Yeah.
We're getting picks.
Yeah, which is good. So that's where I'm at.
Turnovers get you to the playoffs, even though we're 1-3. I'm saying turnovers and help.
I'm not talking we're going to get playoffs.
Oh, no, I'm just saying that's what gets you to the playoffs.
I don't think we're going
to
get to the playoffs.
I don't think so either. But you know, one win at a time. One win at a time. We got Chargers.
All right, anyway, so Mr. Hype Man. So since I pumped you up, this better be a good one.
It is a good one.
All right, let's hear it. It better not be cliche, easy. It better not be a lob. I want it to be...
A lob.
You better have something nice.
I'm going to say my number one. Is that okay with you right
now? go ahead and say it.
My number one is my little miracle finally happened. Finally.
Okay.
What I mean by that, you know how many years we left early and I was hoping maybe some little miracle, something happens. Yes, folks, we left. There's a reason.
Hey, I don't know I wanted you to tell this. You tell everybody we left early.
We left after the Rams game. We stayed for the whole game. We only had two home games so far. The Rams game, stayed the whole game. Watch the whole beatdown. Yeah. It's like watching the fighter you trained during the preseason training camp. What the training camp fighter you've been training? He's just getting this mollywopped. He doesn't want you to throw any towel either. There is no towel thrown at you. Just watching it. He's kind of punching back a little bit, so he's not dying in there. Is this a bad fight? It's not a good fight. Is this he's losing? You're watching him losing. Just take it. It's part of the sport. Hey, walk away, shake hands, whatever. We watched that whole entire beatdown against the Rams. Now,
for years we've been watching beatdown.
Yeah, now going on to the, and we was like, well, hey, maybe now we leave at this time. Everybody has already left. Maybe now we just walk straight to the BART through that little walkway. Yeah. Nobody's out there. That was a bad idea. That didn't even happen. We was stuck in a whole lot of people traffic.
Right.
But, so this time we was like, it was 2 minutes left. Yeah, we had our time.
So my guys behind me said, all right, that's it, I'm out.
Yeah, they left earlier than we did.
And I was like,
Asian Connection.
So I was like, I don't know. Asian Connection left earlier. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I was looking, I was like, so I threw it out there. Hey, you want to leave?
I said, yes.
That's when we didn't get the first down.
Because we didn't get the first down and we just punted.
Yeah.
We just punted. This happened with the Dolphins. We tried to stop them. They got the first down and they closed the game out.
And then we threw a pick.
And then we threw a pick. Yeah. It was the Dolphins or the Broncos. I don't know. But anyway, we punted. I was like, there's no way. We have to pretty much score two touchdowns, go to overtime, and then win. There's no way that's happening.
Right. So we're walking.
I
started to hear some noise.
You heard it too? We heard it in the train. But anyway, back to my little miracle real quick. I have been hoping for this to happen for about 10 years. How long have I been going to the games? Since like 2004, 2005 when I really started going.
Okay.
But I've been hoping somehow, like when they're down like this, somehow they just tie it and then win. Somehow, some way. A little miracle. And that has finally happened. This point blank. There was no way anybody, the way that stadium emptied out, a lot of people thought the same thing. But some people did stay, of course. Half the stadium emptied, but we heard the noise.
All right, shame on us, okay?
When we was on the train.
Shame on us.
We was on the train. We heard the noise. Like, what? They scored? I was like, okay, well, they still got scored. Now, the touchdown pretty much was a two-point conversion. And then they did.
Okay. Well, so the game is tied.
So phones started coming out.
So people, I turned it. My people, Xfinity app.
Yeah, people
I'll give
were
you props
streaming.
To Xfinity for this because I was grumpy with you before for making me pay all this for the internet, but it helped out.
It did.
Finally, on my phone, I was able to stream the game on my phone while we're on the BART train.
Mm-hmm.
Halfway there. We're already, it's too late. We're at the point of no return anyways. Yeah. And there's no ins and outs at the
there's no ins and outs, no way. So there's no way I'm going back. That wasn't happening because by the time you get there anyway, even if there was ins and outs, we was on a train moving down the rails there.
Yeah.
But people was cheering and slowly people started to watch other people's phones. People had to get off at the next stop. I started to switch to the next person's phone. Yes, it's pretty much the summary of the rest of that afternoon.
It was fun.
It ended up being fun. That's just the camaraderie.
Yeah.
That's
on a train. Everybody coming together, leaning forward, looking at the phone.
It's never going to be with me 100% about the wins and the loss. You're high-fiving strangers.
Yes.
People you talk to, you wouldn't have never. Whoever, but
you're not friends with them.
I'm not friends with people outside of Raiderville, well, not literally, but outside of the Raider fandom, I'm not gonna be friends with these guys. I'm not gonna know them for nothing.
Right,
and that's gonna be missed pretty much. But yeah, most of the time, people on the BART is you hear all the bad stories on the news or whatnot. But this time, everybody's watching people's phones, shaking hands, high-fiving. Walking around. It was nice.
That was
kind of awesome.
Fun.
It was a
different experience.
It was. It was very different. That has never happened before.
I would have liked to be at the game, but I got something out of this. I got some camaraderie. I got an experience out of it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I'm trying to justify it because I did leave. Maybe a little bit of that, too.
Because I tell you one thing right now.
If he didn't bring it up, I wouldn't have left.
You gonna throw me under the bus?
I want to let y'all know that right now, Raider fans.
You gonna throw me under the bus because I brought it up? Huh? I checked. I was a soft check.
I just wanted to talk. No.
Hold on.
You did check.
It was a soft check. If you
didn't
check.
Bring it up, I would have left. That's all I got to say.
You drove, though.
I did drive. But if you wouldn't have brought it up, you didn't bring it up at the Raz game, we didn't leave.
All right. We took some long time going with the three good. And yeah. That was a good third good. You know what? With the hype and everything, uh-huh. I like how you brought that full circle. I'm going to congratulate you again. I don't want to. I don't like it. Mm-hmm. But I will congratulate you. Your third, your number one good was awesome this week.
Blessings. Once again, blessings.
Say, I received that. That's
blessings.
What it is.
I received that. Blessings.
There you go. There you
Hands
go.
Hands together, blessings.
Blessings. I received that. Thank you. I'm receptive. I received that from you.
I hear you. My Raider brother. I hear you.
All right. Moving forward. Now it's time to, you know, we got to talk about some of the negatives. Because there were plenty of negatives. So, we're going to go three bad. You go ahead and start with... You know what? I'm going to start. I changed my mind. I want to start. Mm. My third bad is the drops.
Oh, yeah.
The drops.
The over the shoulder. Man, I'll tell you one thing, man. Martavis Bryant... Go run up. You run across. That's all you do. Don't. No more deep bombs for him.
Just run deep crosses.
That's it. Those screens.
No more those screens.
His big body is not juking nobody, dude. No, he's too long.
He's fast. He's not
straight
quick.
Straight line speed.
He's fast. He's not quick.
But the straight line speed is the deep ball is not there. The crosses seems to be there. All this other stuff. Decoy. Let it be a decoy. Decoy out. Groot, I hope you're listening. Decoy.
Yes.
Decoy, man.
Because I feel like some people at the Raiders officials do listen to our podcast.
I feel like they do. I see some adjustments. Every time we talk about it.
I see some adjustments based on what we say. So go ahead and listen up. And no fly routes, no over the top, no corner routes. Just
if there's nobody there and it's the fly route.
Comebacks.
Throw it deep.
You can throw the comeback.
Over his head.
You can throw the comeback.
You can throw the stop route.
Yeah, so that's my the drops.
Those quick hitches, him. Though? No.
And Amari Cooper still got to... You got to work on that, man. You got to work on those drops. And then you got Seth Roberts. You got Marshawn Lynch with drops.
The August special. Mr. Preseason. I'm going to give him a belt.
Who's going to
be the preseason champion?
Seth
right?
Roberts?
Yes. He's going to be the August champion.
He's...
The Intercontinental... August champion of the world.
He's getting paid. This is his last season getting paid. And good luck to you, man. I'm not trying to be a hater on anybody. But, dude, you got to catch the football. That's your job. And you're the third guy. You're the third option. And you're wide open. You got to catch the football. And you don't on third down when you got to keep the drive going.
Yeah.
And the ball's right there. No excuse.
I think he's going to get replaced by like a Keenan Hatcher or something like that one of these days. But, you know, I guess not yet.
All right. Moving forward. That's my third bad. What's your...
I was yelling it all game. He could actually be higher, but I was yelling it all game. Mr. 1 yard special, Doug Martin. Here comes the 1 yard special. Every time they put him in with Marshawn Lynch,
we knew it was gonna get 1 yard.
Every time he breaks him when he is tired and calls himself out, they put in Mr. 1 yard special, Doug Martin, and he gets 1 or 2 yards. I think a couple plays he probably got like 4. I know. I'm teasing. He didn't get every yard. I mean, every play was not 4 yards. But when I called it, I was like, the 1 yard special. I called it and everybody was laughing because then it happened. Yes. Everybody around us was laughing because then he got, it was 2nd and 9. Yes. I was like, see, this dude is not.
He's done.
He's done. He's done. It's over. He's I don't done. Get it.
Let it go. Let it go, Gruden.
Whirly.
You're wrong on this. You're wrong on this, Gruden. Let it go. It's over. So.
Whirly comes back. Maybe they take him out. Maybe they make Doug Martin inactive. Bring back Worley, the corner. DeAndre Washington could come back, too. So, we'll see, man.
Yeah.
The stats. He better not bring back DeAndre Washington.
Next week?
Who?
Worley?
Worley's available after Charge game. That's for all the four games suspension guys are done.
All right. So, and
Julian Edelman, all the other guys, and our guy. So, 4 games.
So, what are we going to do with Camardi?
Mm-hmm. I think Dominique Rogers, number 45,
Cromartie.
The longest name on the planet, whatever. He's staying, I think. It could be like Leon Hall, or because he's starting to, his legs are starting to get old. Hopefully it's Reggie Nelson, if you got any sense, but hey.
Whatever. Another scholarship guy.
Yeah, whatever. But I doubt it if he lets go of a captain. Somehow he made captain. That's pretty much make you bulletproof.
He didn't make my three bad. He could have.
He could have, but that pick saved him.
And you know what? Honorable mention. Oh, I can't even. Because I don't know if who your
player my two, of the game, yeah, it's too
your,
early to say
who your player mention. Of the game is. Yeah. But I'm going to put honorable mention for good.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
My honorable mention for good, Lee Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Markel Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Markel Lee was balling out. He was playing like his hair was on fire.
Yeah, yeah.
That linebacker was getting some balls batted down.
Derrick Johnson was, I saw this in preseason. I was like, why did Derrick Johnson turn around?
He was balling.
You see that bum shoulder he tried to throw out there?
We're in the bad. Tackle? We're in the bad. I just wanted to throw that in there.
That was a bad. Derrick Johnson was a bad. I'll tell you that. I'm tired of that.
Throwing a shoulder in there and broken the tackle.
I'm glad that he only got two extra yards. He already had the first down anyway. But homeboy only got two extra yards after that missed tackle.
Yep. So that's.
What's your two bad?
My two bad. Here we go. We can't convert on third and one.
Oh, man. That's a good two bad.
We cannot convert on third and one.
I was like, I'm not. After two seasons. Not mad at Seattle.
We cannot convert on third and one. That's one thing about Marshawn.
Sometimes he does not. When he just hit the hole and he just dives over,
it's all good.
Yeah, he's
got to run like his goal line every time.
Yeah,
he's just run and jump over the top.
Stop trying to like break a tackle. He does this little.
Like a little stutter stab, jab stab.
Just go straight. Just go side.
It's hard to stop your momentum once you go straight. But as soon as you stop your feet, you're done. What happens to our linemen on that, too? Our linemen just get blown up. These expensive linemen all of a sudden can't block anybody.
Yeah.
What's going on? Our third and short.
What's the name got hurt?
Who's that?
Kalicia Simile, Donald
Dude,
Penn.
This problem has been there all season long. This is just week four.
Not that bad, though. That was bad. They was getting in there pretty in the middle, too. Colton and the other guy filled in pretty good. Parker. He filled in pretty good.
Yeah, he was. It wasn't terrible.
Because homeboy was switching over.
But it's hard, man. Friggin' what's his name was playing. He was causing some fits. 95?
Oh, yeah. He was.
Miles Garrett. He was causing some fits. That one play,
we got behind him. He just turned around and made a tackle. That's all.
Yeah.
We were doing too many jukies. That was right behind him. We turned around. You can't hold him not to turn around. So, yeah, he turned around and made a tackle.
Yeah, but anyways, so that's my two bad. We can't convert on third and one. I just say go ahead and that's why I like third and three, because we're passing. We're going to pass. And there's at least a better, there's something scripted that's going to be better than that stupid just run and let everybody blast Marshawn Lynch because no one's blocking for him and he's going to do this jab step, shake his dreads in there.
I'll tell you one thing, man. Every time if we keep doing that the way, because I guess we had a hurry-up score against the Dolphins, though. But he was getting, like, 8 yards. On first downs, 8 yards.
Second down.
And that's what messes us up. Something gets called back for a holding, and then it messes us up. But he wears the defense down. He did two games straight now. Two games straight, he wears down the defense hardcore in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Is this, can we afford to keep running the fourth quarter because the way the score is? So, yeah. That's a good weapon.
My second bad.
Yeah.
My second bad was pretty legit.
Yeah, it was legit.
I feel good about it.
It was pretty good.
I feel like it's contending with your one good.
Anyway, to my two bad.
So I'm gonna wait for a compliment.
My two
bad. And then I'm gonna receive it. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll give you a compliment when you have a good one. But,
thank you very much for that, jerk. All right, go ahead, man.
Anyway, my two bad. If I see a fly route one more time, get picked off. And when the ball's in the air, if I have a sniper gun, I'm shooting that damn thing down. I'm tired of seeing fly routes getting picked off. You are the most under car. You keep under throwing the fly route. If it ain't cooked, it's Martavis Bryant. He was doing it in the preseason. I said, I feel like I'm gonna see that in the regular season. And then sure enough, it's starting to happen.
Mari Cooper.
It's always. Is it every game so far?
Every game so far.
I know it's the Rams game to cook.
Sometimes twice. twice on Sunday. Every game so far.
Twice on twice Sunday. Monday night. Twice on Sunday. Yeah, man. It happened again in Martavis Bryant.
Yeah.
But like I said, I can't even blame that one on him because he had to like completely. It is hard.
Stop and
it is hard. People will be like,
I think some people. I do blame him because that's your job. You have a job. Your job is to catch the football.
Dude, you remember how it was. You remember 999 routes?
Yeah.
You remember 999? Yeah, you know how hard it is to run straight and then he throws it?
I
and
do. It's like you I have remember.
To going that completely fast. Stop. Going that fast that way and just. Dude backwards. Is already behind you. The corner, he has two steps to be able to slow down and pick it off. That dude didn't even pick it off. The safety came across and picked it off. But anyway, the fly routes, either outside shoulder man, like you used to do, or throw it out of bounds. If there's nobody else.
Overthrow these guys.
Yeah, overthrow them then.
Overthrow them.
Not working out.
No.
The good deep throw.
He babies it. When he babies it, when he rifles the ball. Do you notice?
Yeah, when he steps into it,
he steps in and it's shoo! And he's throwing some like, that's some NFL reason, ball.
The middle of the field deep balls is two times better than the sideline deep balls. The sideline deep balls get picked off every time.
What about the Martavis Bryant one? That was the middle of the
field. That was the middle of the field that he dropped. That's what I'm talking about. That's the middle of the field drop that he dropped over his shoulder. Right? Yeah. The other one that Martavis Bryant, that was on the left. That's why the safety actually had time to get over there. Dude was under him in the other safety, but it wasn't all the way to the outside shoulder.
He's got to throw that to the outside shoulder the hash so mark. He can at least defend
it. Yeah, that was damn near in the hash mark. So it's corner. His deep balls down the sidelines is not impressive.
All right.
Well, he used to be able to do that with Musgrave. For some reason, he can't do it no more.
Well, for me, I'm going to say my one bet is inconsistent play from Carr, which is he's inconsistent.
Yeah.
That's my one bet. You know I'm a Carr fan. I got a Carr shirt on right now, busting out of the Fresno State and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know I'm a Bulldog. You know I've been watching him since he started taking snaps.
Yep.
This is my guy. I got to critique him when he's not doing well. He's inconsistent right now. He's playing scared. I don't know if he trusts his arm deep, but those balls that he's firing in and he's stepping into and making those tight window throws, those are some legit all-star passes. But these ones that you gotta, when he tries to baby it, when he tries to kind of lob it up there and try to place it, dude, you gotta let that thing rip.
Mm.
So his inconsistency with the three picks? How many picks did he throw? Three? And four touchdowns?
Two picks. Two picks and four touchdowns.
Yeah, so it's untimely picks. Picks in the red zone. You know, then he's throwing dimes. That dime that he threw to Amari Cooper, that dime that he threw to Cook.
Like, oh, yeah, that one.
I mean, there's nothing you can do. That ball's whizzing by your head. There's nothing you can do.
Turn your head around. That ball is already past you.
So...
It's hard.
I'm so frustrated because he's inconsistent. He's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde at the same time.
It's kind of like he knows that. I don't want to bring up his name, but he knows that 52 is not there to close out the game, so he has to try even harder to do. Because he wasn't throwing ball. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and add on to that because my one is also Carr because he has the most interceptions in the league right now.
Yeah.
He has seven. He's leading the league.
Seven.
That's bottom line.
The year?
That's the
that
year.
That 1 year, he had six.
He has six for the entire
whole season.
Year. It is the first quarter of the season right now. First four.
And he doesn't have seven touchdowns. Did he throw seven touchdowns?
I think he has more touchdowns than he does
interceptions.
Interceptions right now. By like eight or nine or something like that.
He might have.
He got.
It might be 8-7 right
he
now.
He got four. Not well. He had touch. He had 14.
He had it? One week one.
Yeah, one.
One passing touchdown week one. Two interceptions.
He's really playing like. Now, at first it was like, nah, whatever. But now he is playing like he don't care about the stats no more. He's playing like he's playing to win. He's real fervent right now.
But I don't care if he's throwing that ball to the right spots.
Mm-hmm.
But man, just what about that sprint corner route that Amari Cooper was running that just was wide open, but he just threw it high and over his head?
That was a blitz right there. I think he couldn't tap into it or something like that. But that's also my one bad. It's just, at the end of the day.
Said inconsistent play.
At the end of the day, I think one ball was also tipped and picked.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day,
he took some shots, though.
It goes both ways. It goes both ways. I mean, yeah, some balls they should have caught, and it wasn't your fault that the ball was picked, because the ball went flying the other way. And sometimes you throw a 5-yard out and they run for 90 yards for a touchdown. You get credited for that. So, you know, it goes both ways. There's pros and cons. But, yeah, man, it's – he – 7 picks just – I know we're not going to – it's not going to be the same as that nominating MVP season.
Yeah, we're holding on to that. That's not who he is right now. We got to accept who he is right now. And I think a lot of this – and this is just my opinion. I said this earlier on the BART train. I talked to the guys about it. When he plays the first scripted plays, when Carr's – the first half, when the plays are all scripted though, and he's comfortable with what's going to be called, he's a way different quarterback than he is the second half. So he first half, usually way more consistent plays, ball's going off, it's coming out quick, you know where he's going to go, he's playing confidently, we usually have the lead at halftime, and that's because of that.
You know what I also think it is too? He has to get used to it though, man. It's part of the NFL. They babied him last year because of it. He doesn't like turning his back to the defense. When he does that play action and comes back around,
he's got to get used to that.
He got to accept that. Because that whole they haven't even ran the ball like that when they're in shotgun and then he hands it off to the side or whatever.
He can't do this anymore.
What?
Look one way and blindly throw to the backside. You have to look at least and see if it's there.
Yeah. He did that definitely against...
He's thrown 3 interceptions that way.
Yeah.
He's thrown 3 interceptions, looking one way, and then blindly throwing to the backside. And like, that dude is double covered, man. He's double covered, man. Inside and over top.
It was that one against... I know I was about to say at the house. I went against the Dolphins. It was like, what? I remember... We were talking about this, too. We was like, now that he throws it deep... Is it like, I mean, you remember back in, like, this couple, I can't even say back in that, a couple years ago.
It was like,
oh, somebody's open.
Somebody's wide open. Now it's like, a touchdown.
Now it's like, oh, no, I hope somebody don't pick this off.
When he throws it deep, you're scared. When he throws it deep,
it's like, oh, no. But, okay, that's enough for the bad.
All right, we're done. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go ahead and hop into coaches' evaluations. Oh, actually, not yet. We're going to go, game-changing play of the game.
A game-changing play of the game?
Yeah.
Huh. Isn't that coaches?
You want to go coaches first?
I thought it was coaches.
Right? Okay, coaches. Let's do coaches. I thought offensive game plan was good. I still have an issue with the personnel. 45
points.
I still have an issue.
On offense?
No. Yes, but Doug Martin. Get his...
Oh, yeah.
Don't put him in there anymore.
It's always one guy, though. That's what I was going to be, dude. It's always going to be one dude. All right. Because I don't get this whole Joker thing with that guy, Derek Carrier. Or was it Derek Carrier?
Carrier.
He's in there
getting held, holding,
all-star. I don't understand. I'm like, he is a journeyman. I wonder why. Now I'm starting. I mean, because I thought it was like, oh, a journeyman. But Jerry Cook was a journeyman, too. So, oh, maybe he's going to do something. He was saving this dude. Didn't have him in preseason at all. Like, this dude was a weapon. I think I could count on one hand that balls he caught.
I don't see it.
I think Lee Smith this game caught more balls than he did the entire 4 games. I just don't see it.
I don't see the playmaking.
I don't understand it. But, offense.
Offensively, we scored a lot of points. I like that. That's good.
I like how we kept with the running this time also.
And defensively, we had this group with Fadell Brown, Fosty Rucker, Maurice Hurst, and who else was in there in the middle? Rushing the passer.
PJ Hall came back.
PJ Hall.
Yeah.
So, and then we would sub in Arden Key. I wasn't mad that Bruce Irvin wasn't on the field. I think he's not on the field that much because he's not earning opportunities. Not earning
time, yeah. I think PJ Hall, he played solid, but he probably came back a little bit early. I think he's still kind of hurt.
Right.
That first game back is always
a rough one,
I think.
So what do you think? So what do you think defensively? How do you like it schematically?
I like how the corners play too. Like, I know the corners, not the safeties.
The corners.
The corners. There was something. I mean, I think that one long run.
Sometimes you're gonna get beat.
Yeah, that long run across whatever that cross. I think he released it to the safety, and that's what happened. But we got definitely corners again. Balled out, man.
But the issue is the safeties, though. Because the safeties in the run game and the safeties in the pass game.
I know.
The safeties are a problem.
Yeah.
Because remember, getting juked You're getting juked in the run game.
Yeah.
And then you're getting the ball, you're in the wrong spot in the pass game.
That's supposed to be, too. He did get juked in the dirt. That's a rough go. That's a rough one. The dirt is a rough one. But he's more stronger in the run game
than the passing game. I'm not saying he's not. But, man, you let those Nick Chubb 100-something yards. That's only one. He ran twice.
Yeah, Nick Chubb ran twice, but he got juked once.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got juked once. He saved some run plays against Carlos Hyde.
Yeah.
He said a lot of run plays. They were sticking to Carlos
but
Hyde.
But safeties overall, not very good. But that's...
I just think that's
our personnel. Yeah. I just think... I think the defensive coaching was pretty good. I'm looking forward to seeing our scheme and how we play this week versus the Chargers. This is going to be a huge week. This is going to be a huge week. So, I thought coaches' evaluations... I give Gruden... an A minus, and I give Gunther, I'll give him a B. You allowed 42 points. That's a lot of points.
Yeah, I'll give them both a B. Those he got to get away from those
screens in the red zone. Screens. Oh, you can't do the screens in the red zone.
I don't know what you're gonna do with. Maybe you need to have the running back be further in the backfield to get those 3rd-and-1s. I don't know how you're going to get those 3rd-and-1s down, man. You need to get the front. You need to get him
behind. You got to practice short yardage, man.
You need to get him behind Lee Smith, and Lee Smith be the lead blocker and get the fullback behind Lee Smith. Something has to happen. Because that's probably too slow developing play with those two slow dudes in the background. Our quarterback direct snap? I don't know, man. You got to figure out something. Because the third and ones is not working out. It's more negative than positive.
Yeah, we're not. Our third down efficiency on third and short, especially third
sometimes
and one.
I'm not even watching it. I close my eyes. I look somewhere else. I look at people's face expressions to see if we got it.
Yeah, it's rough. That's rough.
I do that with field goals sometimes, but this time it was with the 3rd-and-1s. But, yeah.
All right, sounds good.
I give them both Bs.
Both Bs. All right, I'll take that. I'll accept that. All right, game-changing play.
I want to say it, but I don't know if it led to a touchdown. That pick, that car threw, and Homeboy was looking. He looked like he was getting tired, too, the safety. But he looked like he was about to run into the house. It wasn't for Lee Smith slamming him down to the ground. He was the only one left.
Yeah,
he was cutting, nice dipping, and dodging through the field, and he tackled him. And I think it led to a field goal. If it led to a touchdown, it led to a field goal. Okay, that's my game-changing play then, because that was going to be a touchdown. That was going to be a different game right there.
Big tackle.
That was going to be a different, yeah, that was a big, yeah.
I like that. I like that game changer.
I had
play.
A different one, but I thought about that one. If it was a touchdown, if it led to a touchdown later, then it doesn't really matter. I was going to say that punt return by Harris.
But that led to a field goal.
That did lead to a field goal. But, hey, every
point.
We had
to get those points.
Every point counting this game. Every point counted.
Because we knew the kicker was going to miss the 50-yarder out of the dirt.
Yeah.
I just laughed. I just was laughing.
I was like, "We are not.
When we missed it. I was cracking up."
The homeboy a different team.
Who?
The guy. The kicker that we had.
I don't know where he's at.
He must went to a different team for us to be searching for somebody.
I think it might be Gruden's pride. Just can't bring him back.
I don't know, man. That wouldn't make sense because he brought back Martavis Bryant. He brought back Martavis Bryant.
He brought him in.
He did bring him in.
So,
but yeah, I don't know, man.
I don't know.
It could be Tavecchio's
a better kicker.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
I'm going to look and see. I'm going to look on the rosters and see.
All you got to do is check on the fantasy and see if it's FA for free agent. If it's not, he's probably on the team somewhere.
My thing is Cooper's TD after the drop by Martavis Bryant. Because that was huge.
Oh,
when you
actually get
2 yards touchdowns after a big drop touchdown, that's huge. Because we usually, when you drop a pass like that, that usually haunts you. And you end up with a field goal or no points at all. But we actually got a touchdown off of that drive.
Yeah, we did.
And we handled the adversity of thinking we had a clear touchdown and then meticulously driving down the field, efficiently getting a touchdown on a very difficult defense to score on. Mm. And a very confusing Greg Williams defense. So that's my play. TD to Amari Cooper. Well thrown ball into a tight window after a drop by Martavis Bryant. That's my game changing play because it kept us in there.
Yeah. I don't remember. I honestly don't remember the score when he scored. I don't remember if it was in the lead or we was behind again.
I can't remember.
I think we was behind by two touchdowns, got right. that touchdown, and then was behind by one touchdown. Yeah. I think.
I can't remember.
The order of events.
Yeah, it was so much going on.
It was a whole lot
ups
going
and downs.
There's a whole lot going on.
I had people laughing at me because I was so angry and depressed. And then people were laughing at me because I was super positive guy.
Dude, it was already in my mind that we was 0-4 when we was walking back. I was like, well, let me check out the college football. See who's going to be available. Is there any local WNBA games?
How you like my clairvoyant moment? How you like my moment where I called the pick to the house?
For us?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I said, in the game, I said, right now would be nice if our corner got a pick to the house. Right? Go ahead and let that rookie quarterback throw us a pick to the house.
Yeah.
And it was the next play. The very next play, he threw a pick to the house.
So those seats next to me is always going to be a whistle, huh?
Yeah.
That's great. That's great, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to be somebody new those seats next to me, huh? All right. Yeah. That's great. I had a Brown fan sitting next to me.
He had a Brown fan.
He was so, well, if we, it was kind of like that. What's that called? That passive aggressive?
Yeah, kinda. That's exactly what it was. That's exactly it.
Kind of like, oh, yeah, well, y'all still got three timeouts. But that was like at the end. But during the entire game, he was kind of like saying, well, this and that could happen. But then when they did something, big time celebrating and this and that. I mean, he's a Browns fan. He got to celebrate everything that he gets. Jazz being thrown right there.
Hey, how about Raider fans? Look, man, your team isn't doing well. That doesn't mean you got to want to fight and yell at the other guys what's going on with you guys?
At the guy next to me, but they were yelling at the girl who was dead. But the other girl, the Raider fan, was dancing like right next to her and stuff. So it was
weird.
I didn't get into none of that.
Why you get so angry, dude? I'm mad too. I ain't gonna fight anybody though, man. You guys gotta settle down, dude.
Yeah,
you guys gotta pipe that down.
It was. I know one thing though. It would have been awesome to be there, because they said there was way more Browns fans left, because they want to watch the entire win. There was way more Browns fans left in the now. There was a lot of Browns fans left there during the entire game at the end. But to see them lose at the end would have been nice.
It would have been nice.
All that dumb barking. Yeah,
that would be nice.
Put a muzzle on that. How about that? Put a muzzle on that right there. It would have been nice.
Yep, we did coaches. We did everything else. We did. All right, so here we go. Who's your player of the game?
Beast Mode.
Marshawn Lynch. Wow, Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, Marshawn.
I'll take that.
I don't know if he got a touchdown, but he got a lot of yards.
I'm going Jordy Nelson.
He got a lot of yards, huh? You got Jordy Nelson? Two-point conversion?
Two-point conversion and the touchdown.
Yeah.
Getting his body. We've been screaming for Jordy Nelson. Throw him the ball, man, and see what's going on in the red zone.
That's the one I definitely caught. I was like, let's find out why. Aaron Rodgers is missing his target and loves his target. Let's throw him the ball a little bit more and see if he could adjust his body in midair like we always saw and catch the ball. And he threw him a touchdown. I was like, finally, dude. It was like two plays later. I was like,
so
finally.
That's my Jordy Nelson.
Let's find out why Jordy Nelson.
That's my player
of
the game.
Big target.
Yours is Beast Mode. Yeah. I'll take that. Beast Mode ran really well, and he should have had a touchdown with that friggin' early whistle.
Yeah, they're trying to say what call is screwed. They always remember the last call. They're trying to say that one call is
the
screwed.
The down, being down before it was.
I don't care. Yeah, whatever.
I don't care. That went all the way to New York, and they decided he was down and it was short. Yeah. So it is what it is.
Exactly.
We're not going to get that whistle back for the short, for the run.
Exactly.
So it is what it is. Take it.
Yeah. Take that.
Suck it up. All right? We've had so many games. We got penalty stuff to deal with.
Not even just that game. There was a lot that game, but not even just that. Those games before that we had to deal with. That's penalties are part. Like I said, penalties are part of the game, man.
That's part of it. You got to deal with it.
Yeah.
All right, moving forward, next week. My problem, next week, let's say it at the same time.
Rivers?
Phillip Rivers.
Phillip Rivers is not going to get. He's a dude that throws a deep ball. And it's an incompletion. I'm like, woo! Then he throws it again, and it's the next play after. It's either a pass interference or he does complete it. Like, he will throw the ball deep on these safeties, man. He knows these safeties is weak.
He throws it early, too. I'm like, oh, there's no way that's going to be completed. Touchdown! Are you kidding me?
This is a dude that definitely doesn't care about
Houdini.
His, He does not care about his stats. He throws it deep.
And I can't stand him
on either. Third down, he hopes for either a pass interference or is almost as good as a punt. This dude is not. He knows he's invincible. He's not going to get cut or nothing like that. This dude slings it. And he got the receivers now. Plus, and a running back.
And there's no one heating him up. We don't really have anybody to heat him up.
Yeah.
That's going to be a problem for us.
I didn't think about that.
Because you know how he sits in the box. If he gets time, he's gonna cut us up. He's going to eat us alive. We got to find a way to heat his ass up.
It's not going to be this year, dude. I'm telling you right now, the pass rush is going to be hit or miss sometimes with the blitzes. We're going to get in there.
Hey, how about Arden we make
Key's
the
rap? Arden Key's getting a little bit better and Maurice Hurst. But when they don't get there, they just don't get there. That's just part of the game.
Bruce Irvin.
Those first step, huh? Bruce he's probably not going to be around next year.
Hey, how about you tackle the guy at the waist, not up at the shoulder pad so he can shake you off? How about that?
We were talking about that too. It's like if that first sack that he got, he barely got him down. But if that was against a Roethlisberger or Philip Rivers, who we play next week, a big quarterback, he's shaking you off. Because the little dude shook you off the second time.
Yeah.
So it's definitely
Rivers gonna be the problem.
I would say
Rivers is the problem.
I would say Melvin Gordon. I would say Doran. I don't know if he's hurt or not, but the safety that they got. From the first round pick going against
Derwin James
going against Cook, that could also be a problem because they're both almost the same height. Cook has been a mismatch against everybody that he played so far, but he's not going to be a mismatch against him.
Not against Derwin James.
They're the same height.
It's going to be interesting.
I think he's 6'4". That one, 6'4". I think Cook is 6'4". 6'3". Or 6'3". I think he could be
right
taller.
There. Yeah. He's right in the mix.
Yeah,
that's going to be a matchup. That's going to be interesting to see. That dude's got some picks this season, and he can cover.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I wanted him. By the way,
but we
got our left tackle.
He could have. He's honorable mention. It could be because he held up against this was his toughest matchup. Miles really. Garrett. Well, Miles Garrett switched over to the other rookie, and was kind of getting back against the Miles. They did have some sacks on some blitzes, and everything. But hey, it's the middle of the we brought it up earlier. The middle of that line is like somebody's probably not getting paid next year.
Yeah. Somebody's getting traded or released.
Hudson
or something.
Is going to be there. Even Carr in this press conference talking about how smart and intelligent Rodney Hudson is and this and that, but it's going to probably be Osimile.
How about Jalen Richard on the blitz pickup?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Backs out the backfield, man. That's too good.
How about that blitz pickup?
And that pass that he caught in the overtime. That he juked and he does that open field spin around in the circle and dude, I'm telling you,
it works
for him.
I like his role.
It works for him. Yeah, his role is enough.
Yeah. So that's good. That's all I got for you guys this week.
That's all.
Hopefully
we got.
That was enough. I felt like this one was a fun podcast. I had a good time with this one
because we won. And my little miracle happened.
Hey, you weren't supposed to tell him that we left early. Why'd you tell him we left early?
Because I would not lie to my podcast listeners.
I was going to omit it.
I would live my truth.
I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't tell anybody today. Our game was fun. I didn't even tell my wife.
I told people at the gym, like, we left early. Was one of those dudes. I couldn't believe it because we normally don't.
We normally don't. From here on, probably not.
I guess if it's like that one Eagles game that we stayed in, and watched that.
Well, if a close, if there's a shot for us to win, I'm not going to leave early.
Hey, buddy.
All right. Well, this is your friendly neighborhood Raider Fran checking out.
This is your blue collar Raider Omar.
All right. We'll see you next time.